Unit 2. News Media. Listening. You will listen to four people talking about something that happened. Part 1 is an interview and Part 2 is a dialogue. Listen carefully to what is said and tick the information you hear in each part. Part 1.
Good morning, Mr. Keller. My name is Harry Hunter, and I work for the Daily Times. I would like to ask you a few questions about Jim Gray.
Good morning, Mr. Hunter. What would you like to know about Mr. Gray?
Well, I want to know if it's true that Mr. Gray no longer works for your company.
Yes, that's true. Mr. Gray was fired today. He has been having problems lately, and it was time for him to leave.
I see. What kind of problems?
Mr. Gray was too slow, and it took him too long to do his job. He talked too much and was noisy and sometimes even wild. He was not serious enough. Instead of thinking about work, he would spend too much time disturbing the other workers with questions and comments.
So the other workers didn't like Mr. Gray?
Mr. Gray was very nosy, always trying to find out what other people were doing. Many people were also unhappy with Mr. Gray because he was rude and said bad things about people.
I see. Were there any other reasons why you fired him?
Yes, Mr. Gray was also careless with his money. Now, if you will excuse me, I have to get back to work.
Thank you for answering my questions.
Part 2.
Hi, Wendy. Did you hear that Jim was fired today?
Yes, I did. Isn't it awful? I've worked with him for 10 years, and he is one of my best friends. I can't believe that he was fired.
I don't understand it either. Jim faced many difficulties but wouldn't give up. He was careful and always took the time to do a job well.
Even when he was very busy, Jim always found time to speak to others. He was funny and happy and liked to make others laugh. He always had a kind word for me.
Yes, he was always interested in other people and cared about their life and problems. When my wife was ill, he always asked me about her and tried to cheer me up.
Jim was always so generous. He was happy to spend money on good meals and gifts.
Yes, he was. And he was also very honest and always told people what he thought about something.
I suppose we won't see him very often in the future. I'll miss him.
I'll miss him too.
Workbook, Unit 2. Listening. The chief editor of a daily newspaper is having a meeting with the journalists. She is telling them what she wants them to do today.
Good morning, everybody. Listen carefully. This is what I want you to do. Mick, Jane Scott, the sportswoman, is arriving at the airport this morning. Her plane arrives at 11. Will you be there, please? I want you to get a good photograph of her. See if you can talk to her. Ask her what her future plans are, okay? Bob, the medical conference opens today at the Capitol Hotel. It starts at 9 o'clock, so you'll have to hurry. I want you to listen to the opening talk and make some notes. Get a photograph, too, of the person giving the talk. Susan, I want you to interview someone at the home office. These new traffic plans are very interesting. I want you to set up an interview today. I want you to put your report in tomorrow's paper. Get as much information as you can. Try to collect some plans or diagrams. They will be very useful.